President Obama laid out a $4 trillion budget plan today that would cut taxes on the middle class and set aside money to overhaul the nation's bridges and roads. The president said his budget would no longer accept what he called mindless austerity. Marilyn Geewax is a senior business editor with NPR and joins us now. Marilyn, this budget is 2,000 pages long. I'm sure you've read all of them so far. Well, what's the big takeaway?
Well, Obama's focus really has shifted from fighting the recession to dealing with what's the aftermath. There's this growing sense among a lot of people that maintaining a middle-class lifestyle is just getting tougher, that even when corporate profits are growing, the middle class doesn't do so great. So Obama wants to put more money into more pockets, and he says he could do that by imposing some higher taxes on businesses and the wealthy.
Like what?
Well, he wants these taxes on overseas corporate profits and things like no more tax breaks on corporate jet owners. And for the individuals, the budget would increase taxes on inherited wealth and stock gains. That would raise the capital gains tax to 28%. That's up a bit from the just 23.8% today. These new revenues would come in. They'd be used for things like preschool and childcare and college for lower and middle income Americans. And the budget also would do something else, create construction jobs, spending about almost a half a trillion dollars over 6 years for roads, bridges. But Jeremy, here's the thing. This is a White House proposal. Congress actually has to pass the budget. And as you know, Republicans control the House and the Senate,
right,
and they disagree with these priorities. Their idea is that imposing these kinds of higher taxes and having increased spending ultimately would harm families because in the long run, it could make the national debt even heavier, and then future generations would have to deal with that down the road.
Well, what does the president's plan do when it comes to the debt, which was about $18 trillion at the end of last year? And as we said, he doesn't want to do what he's calling mindless austerity.
Right. He is saying that he would continue to have a close to a balanced budget, not quite, but not bad. He would increase the spending, but, you know, there'd be these higher taxes. So it'd be kind of a break-even-ish type budget, but it doesn't do anything to take on this giant national debt of $18 trillion that's piled up over many, many decades. To do that, economists say you really have to do things like reform Social Security and Medicare. The president's budget doesn't do any of that stuff. It doesn't take on even smaller things that he has put in his budget in the past, like switching to this other way of calculating inflation. It's called chained CPI, blah, 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 whatever that means. But it's basically a way of calculating the cost of living increases for Social Security. And he did not put that even in this budget. So it's not really a debt reduction budget.
Well, if it does, and I know that this is a big if it does make it through Congress, what does it mean for the economy in the decades ahead?
Well, you know, basically what it means is that we're going to have some really big budget battles coming in the future because every time you put off these major entitlement reforms, it just means you're going to have to deal with it down the road. And sooner or later, some president or some Congress is going to have to deal with this because, you know, every day baby boomers keep retiring. They're not paying income taxes because they're retired now and they're collecting Social Security. So these problems just get a little bigger every year.
Marilyn Geewax, senior business editor with NPR. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.